Harry Carey is not calling us from heaven.
No.
Come in, hell.
Hello.
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 Oh, my.
Christ, it's hot. Holy cow.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel.
No doubt about it. The Cubs.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from Hades.
I'm down here. I've been a bad boy.
Wow.
Joining us from Satan's playground.
It's me.
It's Harry Carey.
Hey, hold on a second, will you?
Yes, Harry.
Let me just get this taken care of. Hey, Satan, turn down the flames for just a second. I'm doing a radio show. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You know, is that like a propane grill that you can ask him? Have him turn up the flames.
Hey, Satan, turn them up loud, real high. Turn it back down. Wow. Turn it back down. Turn it back down. Cubs win. Oh, God. Yes.
How you getting along with Satan?
Hey, is this Don?
Yes. Hi, Harry.
Don, this is Harry Carey. I'm in hell.
Wow.
Not happy about it, though.
Sure.
Oh, just, you know, years ago, some aberrant behavior landed me down here in the bad place. But I'm working currently on negotiations to get back up to where I should be. You know, Don?
Yes, Harry.
There are a lot of Cubs fans that think that I ought to be up there, you know, up in heaven because I was a heavenly baseball announcer.
I bet there's a lot of Cubs fans down there with you where you are right now, though.
Oh, there sure are. There's this one fella. He used to paint his face red and blue with the Cubs logo, and he drank like a fish, and he's down here, too. There are a lot of Cubs fans down here, I'd just like to say, hey, Chipper Jones, screw you. That home run really killed us. You know, we've got a giant 50-inch Hitachi down in one corner, and if the big guy keeps the flames down, turn him up again so he can see. Oh! Oh! Jesus! I mean, Satan! He hates it when I use the other guy's name.
Right.
Oh, God. We're down here just rooting for the Cubs, even though, unfortunately, they're down 2-0 in their best of 5 series.
Now, in hell,
is
there ever a double play where
Ossenbacher
throws to Blauser?
Throws out Blauser. Paul Ossenbacher at the bottom of the 7th inning throws the pitch. Blauser tries his best, and he strikes out. There's a long fly ball by Blauser. It might be. It could be. It is a home run by Blauser.
Now, Harry.
Yeah.
Why specifically are you in hell? Did you cheat on your wife?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Was it the drinking?
It was the drinking, for God's sakes. Here's the deal. At the end of the 6th inning, during every Cubs game, I would have a cocktail. And sometimes I'd come back to the broadcast and I wouldn't be, how should I put this, quite myself.
Really?
Well, it turns out.
It never showed, Harry.
It turns out that the big guy upstairs, you're not going to believe this. Numero uno upstairs in heaven.
God?
Not God, Gabriel.
Oh, Gabriel.
Gabriel's a Cubbies fan, and he didn't like my lady and Kyle's of some of the games. He said a couple of times I would call a fly ball like it was going to be a home run, and that just pissed him off like there's no tomorrow. So he said, okay, Harry Carey, since you screwed up those games, get down there. Get ye to Hades.
Wow.
That's where you're going, big guy. And take your Coke bottle glasses with you. I said, you can't be. You're kidding me. Come on now. I was faithful to Dutchie. That's my wife, of course.
Good for you.
There's no doubt that Satan is a Yankees fan, right?
Oh, big time. Pinstripes, absolutely. He's wearing pinstripes even now as we speak. He's sitting over there just hoping that they can win 4 straight and then go on to the championship. And I want to just say, I hate the Yankees.
Oh! Ow! God! Oh! Oh, my underarm hair! My underarm hair! My white stringy underarm hair is getting pissed! Ow!
Hey, Okay, I don't hate the Yankees. Oh, God, it's terrible down here. We're all so very hot and uncomfortable. And the worst thing is, I can't even buy a full mug of Budweiser
down
here.
That was going to be my next question. Do they serve Budweiser?
No, they don't serve Budweiser. All I get here is Busch. I don't like Busch. I like Budweiser.
Nice. Booze.
Taste of the mountains or whatever the hell
hey,
it is.
Harry?
Give me a Budweiser. That's what I want to drink.
Harry, I got a song for you.
Oh, you do?
I got a song. Song just going to bring back some good memories for you.
Thank you, Donnie.
You ready to listen?
Let's go.
Here you go.
Okay.
Oh.
When you say Bud,
oh, jeez. That's refreshment.
When you say Bud,
oh, you're taking me back to the middle of the summer, you know, when I used to enjoy having a frothy Budweiser. The nice big head and the amber hue. It didn't have an amber hue. It was brown, really. Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, Harry.
How are you coming with Don Geronimo's Brown Gold? Are you still working on that great brew?
I've got the recipe.
Hey, listen, just for me, Harry Carey to you.
Yeah, Harry.
I've been working on the commercials for Don Geronimo's Brown Gold.
You know, there would be no finer spokesman. And Harry, I'll tell you this. I don't care if you're in hell.
Thank
I would
you.
Still want you as the commercial spokesman for my my new product.
Here's what I got. I've been working on it. When you're ready to market it, just call me.
Okay.
I'll be in hell.
All right, let's roll tape on this, just in case it's a good take.
Yeah. Say Harry Carey down in hell. Hi, sports fans. Harry Carey here for Don Geronimo's Brown Gold. Made from only the finest hops and barley, Don Geronimo's Brown Gold has the taste you love because it comes from between two pillows. So, after the game, after dinner, after sex, when you're looking for the real taste of pure beer refreshment, try Don Geronimo's Brown Gold. I guarantee it'll please your palate. Or my name isn't Harry Carey. How's that? Did
Harry,
you like that?
Thank you for the endorsement. Thank you, Harry. It means so much to me.
Oh, I'm a little depressed, though. Can't the Cubs just pull out one? I know they're the Atlanta Braves. I know they've got a fine ball club, but I sure hope the Cubbies manage to snatch just one victory.
Well, now, can't the S-Man tell you what's going to happen?
He doesn't like to be approached, but I don't suppose he would get upset if I just asked him if the Cubs were going to take one game.
I mean, don't you guys, if you're in hell, don't you guys like have something to do with fixing games?
No.
Didn't somebody down in hell make sure that, for instance, Sammy Sosa didn't win the home run contest?
He does, but he makes all the decisions because he doesn't trust anyone. I could ask him, but it might not be pleasant.
Ask Lucifer.
Please.
Ask him, please.
You're going to make me?
Would you please, Harry?
I have to.
Please? Yes.
All right, hold on. Hey, Satan. I'm a Cub going to win a game.
The burning stop! Fire! Satan! Fire! Stop it! I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay.
That's like a hibachi he's got.
Ah, it's very painful. Oh, he wants me to do that thing.
He
makes me do it.
What thing?
Okay. All right, hold on. Satan wins. Satan wins. Holy cow. Satan wins.
Yeah, he's smiling.
Big old teeth. You should see the choppers on this guy.
Now,
hey, Don.
When you make him happy, does he give you some AC or something?
No, he just turns off the flames on his little human hibachi that we're all over here. I'll tell you right now, it's so frustrating. It drives me absolutely insane. I can't stand it anymore. Hey, Satan wins. You're the greatest, Don.
Yes, Harry.
Would you do me a favor?
You name it.
Do me a favor, and if you get an opportunity, say hi to Dutchie for me. I can't contact her from where I am.
Actually tried to call Dutchie since you've passed on.
Oh, Dutchie, I miss her, and I hope that I can get up to the good place, because that's where Dutchie's going, not down here with this ugly guy that makes me want to go, Satan wins! Holy cow! Holy cow.
All right, listen, one question. We have to take a break.
Here? I was a good man on Earth. Why am I here?
When is Steve Stone going to hell?
Oh, Steve Stone, a one-way ticket. Just for being such a loud-mouth, interrupting, bad announcer. He was so happy. You know, when I kicked the bucket, he was doing cartwheels out in the press tent. I'll tell you right now, that little piss ahead. I don't care for him at all, and I hope he comes down here. Hey, here's an idea.
What's that, Harry?
Maybe he can replace me, and I'll go up to the pearly gates where Harry Carey belongs,
yeah.
And Steve Stone can roast down here like a ballpark Frank. That's what would make me happy. Steve Stone, flesh burning off of his body. I don't care if you're a former player. You're a loudmouth, and you don't, and you smell bad, too.
Final question.
Yeah.
Is Babe Ruth in heaven or in hell?
The Bambino is over here in hell. He was extraordinarily bad. Womanizer, drinkinizer, every kind of izer except Budweiser. Say, why can't I get Budweiser here? Oh, all I want is a Bud, an ice cold Bud. Oh, the old man.
How'd the Babe feel about how'd the Babe feel about one of the guys from the other side breaking his record?
Oh, he's pretty PO'd. I don't mind telling you.
There's no doubt that McGuire is not going to be on Satan's team, right?
Well, you know, McGuire's a golden boy, so I think he's going up there, but I don't know. All I'm doing is my penance down here, being punished because the angel Gabriel thought that I should be down here because he's a Cubbies fan. He didn't like my call. But I'll tell you, I told the Bambino, I said, Babe, George Herman Ruth, let me tell you something. You might have held on to a record or even broken your own record if you didn't eat so many hot dogs all the time. Just like I would have lived longer if I'd improved my lifestyle habits.
Yeah. All right, listen, Harry, as long as the connection is open.
Yeah, the connection's wide open over here.
And my best to your boss.
Oh, thank you so much. Don said best to you.
I don't mind playing both sides.
He nodded and had a real big grin on his face. What's that? Oh, he wants to know, how's Ken Stevens doing?
Ah,
is he well?
Yes.
He's well, Satan.
He's doing Satan's work every day.
Yeah, I'm glad he is. You know, Satan, I bet that Ken Stevens can get a Budweiser when he wants one, don't you think so? No. Just one Budweiser, please.
Hey, listen, we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy now. Get him to turn the flames off you, Harry.
Please turn the flames. Satan wins. Holy cow, Satan wins.
Oh. All right, we'll play Low Budget Jeopardy with the first two callers right now.
Oh, my hair is completely burned off.
1-800-636-1067.
On base hit. The Cubs win. Holy cow. The Cubs win.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Michael Merritt.
Still playing that same crap. Play some good music. Play some Sadaka.
You know, I've fallen out of the baseball routine since they went on strike, Harry.
Ah, we were all very disappointed. You know, that happened while I was still alive. Almost broke my heart, I don't mind telling you.
Did your new boss have anything to do with that baseball strike?
Yeah, he did, as a matter of fact. He said, I got tired of baseball, too. I want to turn everybody off. He orchestrated that entire thing.
Wow.
And that way, he's a very powerful guy, Satan.
He's quite a showman.
He's a showman, all right. But if you don't say he's a showman, you know, light your fire like he did before. I'm going to mind my P's and Q's for the rest of this segment because I certainly don't want to incur his wrath.
What's he going to do with the NBA?
The NBA will not start on time. I hate to tell you this. I've heard him making those plans. He said, you want to know the real deal?
Yeah.
Here's what he plans to do.
What?
He doesn't like people telling his secret.
Okay, what's the secret?
What he's going to do? He's going to have a major labor dispute last almost through Christmas.
No! Stop it! Stop it! I didn't mean it! I didn't... For the love of God, please! Satan wins! Holy cow!
Oh. I better not talk about it anymore, Don. No, don't right, make me do that.
Harry, let's play some low-budget Jeopardy right now.
I've got my info. This is low-budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio as a truck driver from Baltimore, home of the Orioles. Let's say hi to Wayne Duncan.
Hello, Wayne.
How are you doing?
There he is. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion. Her one-day winning total is $33. That'll burn a hole in your pocket. From Westminster, Maryland, let's say hi to Tara Cooper.
Hey, Tara.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, baby. And this is being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion. Can you tell us, how's it changed your life?
Well, I have writer's cramp from signing all those autographs now.
Hey, that's a good one, Tara. And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Wayne and Tara, both screw in.
Thank you.
And say hi to Alex from Big Geronimo.
Thank you, Harry Carey. Hello, Tara. Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
Hey, kids, now don't forget to answer the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we play the game that's Ill-Killer to Quizmaster, and always call him Harry Carey, banished to hell.
Harry Carey from hell, live today on the Donna Mike Show.
Here are your categories, kids, and they are very, very hairy.
Hey, that's a clever one. I'm proud of you.
Baseball stats from 1998.
I love statistics.
Viagra Zyger.
Oh, I wish I'd been around for that.
That's about Larry King. Larry King is a knight in Satan's service, isn't he?
Oh, you better believe it. He's got a one-way ticket here. He's not long for this world either.
Yeah.
Okay.
New movies.
Let me just say, okay, I'll give you a little insight.
Yeah.
He won't be driving that kid to kindergarten, okay?
I'm sorry.
Oh, he's going to live forever. How's that, Satan? Oh, they got him to turn down the cooker. Oh, Jesus.
Very, very hairy. Baseball stats. Viagra Zyger. That's his real name. Larry King's real name, Zyger. Mm-hmm. New movies. And the always dreaded yet somehow anticipated states and capitals.
That's a brain teaser.
Now, Wayne, you're the challenger. I should go to you. However, Tara, you are a girl. We do like girls better than boys, so we'll start with you, Tara.
I'll take Viagra for one, please.
Okay, Viagra Zyger. She is carrying the Damien Baby King right now in her belly.
Who is Sean?
Sean, yes.
Sean King. All right, yeah. Okay, Tara, you're in control. Select again, please.
I'll take Viagra Zyger for two, please.
Larry Zyger's current age.
What is 58?
58, no.
That's a laugh.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Wayne, time to hop on the big pony.
What is 63?
63, oh. So close, Wayne. Larry Zyger, 64.
64. Oh. Tara, you're in control of the board.
I'll take Viagra Zyger for three, please.
If he lives to it, Larry's age when his unborn son graduates high school.
What is 82?
82 is correct.
Excellent, Tara. You've got solid mathematical skills.
Of course, we've just heard that won't happen. He won't make it to kinder care.
Select again, Tara.
I'll take Very Harry for one, please.
All right, Very, Very Harry for one. Good-looking former star of L.A. Law.
Oh.
Wayne, your chance to steal.
Who is Jimmy Smits?
Right, that's why we call it Very, Very Harry. No, that would be Harry Hamlin.
Come on, Wayne. Okay. Put the thinking cap on. It's not complex. Come on. Tara, you're in control.
I'll take Very, Very Harry for two, please.
Famous escape artist.
Who is... Oh, my God.
Jesus. Wayne.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to say his name. Thank you. Go ahead, Wayne.
Who is Harry Houdini?
Yeah.
$2 for the Waynester. A base hit for Wayne. All right, Wayne, select again, please.
I'll take Very Harry for three, please.
Former star of the Golden Girls.
Oh, Wayne, you didn't get it. Tara, your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
Oh, I want to get this
Yes,
one.
Harry.
Who is Beatrice Arthur?
That's right.
I was
going to
say that.
There you go. Bravo.
She's very hairy all over.
Wayne, you're in control.
I'm going to take baseball stats for one, please.
All right, these are all the pertinent stats from 1998. You should get these, Wayne.
Thank you.
Unless you're some kind of homo. Number of home runs Mark McGwire ended up hitting.
What is 70?
70, yes.
That's right, Wayne. You're on the board with a base hit and a single. That's a dollar.
I'll take baseball stats for two, please.
Number of home runs Sammy Sosa ended up hitting.
What is 68?
Wow. Tara, it's your chance to steal.
What is 66?
66, yeah.
Double, a double for Tara.
Only one more, and that would have been Satan's number, 666.
That's right.
One more six.
It's right on his forehead, underneath his widow's peak. All right, Tara, you're in control.
I'll take baseball stats for three, please.
Number of wins the New York Yankees ended up with.
What is 102?
102. Good guess for a girl, though. Good guess for a girl.
When your chance to steal and get a triple.
What is 96?
96. Hello, Mr. Homo.
Come on.
114 Yankees won. 114 games.
It's in the newspaper every single damn day. Tara, you're in control.
I'll take states and capitals for one, please.
Okay, here you go, Tara. It's the capital of the great state of Minnesota.
What is Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
No, Wayne, your chance to steal.
What is St. Paul?
There you go, Waynester.
$1. Brainiac, a single right field for Wayne Duncan. Duncan gets the base hit. All right, you're in control, Wayne.
I'll take states and capitals for two, please.
Capital of the great state of Louisiana.
Oh, man, what is the button? No, what is...
Oh, Tara, your chance to steal.
What is... I don't know.
Your... tax dollars at work.
Fantastic, educated people.
It's Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge! No doubles that time, but Waynester, you're in control.
I'll take states and capitals for three, please.
It is the capital of the great state of South Dakota.
What is Bismarck?
Bismarck, no. Oh. Sorry.
Tara, your chance to steal.
What is Pierre?
Yeah, see. I knew you'd get that one because people know if they don't get the one, they always get the other one.
That's a triple into the left-hand corner for Tara Cooper. Okay, Tara, you're in control.
I'll take new movies for one, please.
Somebody keep picking up the phone there?
What's going on? There seems to be an annoying clicking sound.
I heard that. Is that on your phone, Tara?
My call waiting went off a minute ago.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Now I hear...
If you'd like to make a call,
Wayne. Wait a minute, hold on. What the hell's going on here?
Tara, you there?
I'm here.
All right, hold on, let me see. Hey, Wayne?
If you'd like to make a call, try again.
Wayne hung up.
He hung up. You can't hang up during the middle of low budget jeopardy. It's not right.
You saw my hands are not even by the controls, man.
I've been watching your hands since I've been in here.
All right, well, listen, Tara then gets to... play by herself until we can get Wayne back on the line.
He seemed like a very nice fellow, and then he just bailed out at the last second. So Tara Cooper's in control?
Yes, she is, Harry.
Tara Cooper, your chance again. Go again.
New movies for one, please.
New movies? Okay. Stars the greatest actor of our time, although I will admit he is somewhat limited. Oh.
No.
Hold on, rejoining us.
All right.
Hey, what happened to you, Wayne, buddy?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Hey, did your fingers slip? Did your hands get a little sweaty? That happens to me a lot.
Wayne, new movies for one. Here's your chance to steal. Stars the greatest actor of our time, although he is somewhat limited.
What is Ants?
No, it's Ronan, starring the great Robert De Niro, who can only play three characters.
But glad to have you back, Wayne. Yeah, right. Hey, Tara, you're in control.
New movies for two, please.
Features the voice of a perverted pedophile.
Truth.
We're all riding on the good ship Dud today.
Where the hell are the thinking caps? Hey, Wayne, it's your chance to steal.
What is Ants?
Ants, there you go, Wayne.
$2 for Wayne. Way to go. Select again.
New movies for three, please.
All right, the last question on the big board stars Ben Stiller.
What is...
Truth. Come on! Hey, Tara, your chance to steal.
What is Something About Mary?
No, it's the new movie. It's Permanent Midnight.
Permanent Midnight. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy with Tara Cooper and Wayne Duncan.
All right, now, Harry, as we go to final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yes.
Hey, what's the current temperature in hell?
The current temperature is a balmy 114 degrees. Unless you get him mad, then he turns it up to 130. Ow! Why did I
say that? Why did I say that? Why did I say that?
Steve. Oh, look at me. I look like Freddy Krueger.
Harry, what is the score?
Tara has $9. Wayne has $6. My glasses frames have melted.
Hey, right there. We'll be back to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy in a moment.
What Potty Mouth doing? He said GD.
Yeah, I bet your man likes that.
No, he doesn't let us say that. If we were to say God damn it, we would... Oh, no, I didn't mean this. I'm sorry, your evilness.
Okay, Harry, we're ready for Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yay!
Here we go with Tara and Wayne.
Wayne and Tara.
Hello, kids.
Hey.
Here is your Final Low Budget Jeopardy category, and it is still more boring baseball statistics.
Yay!
Okay, now don't forget, Tara and Wayne, we need both of you to answer in the form of a question, and here is the answer. When his streak ended, the number of consecutive games that Cal Iron Man Ripken ended up playing in a row. When his streak ended,
ooh, that's tough.
The number of consecutive games that Cal Ripken ended up playing.
Oh, Harry.
I burped up some of my linguine.
All right, now don't forget, kids, in the form of a question, and good luck.
Hey, gang, Harry Carey here. They're back. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my hairy pie. That's right, all the way from hell. My hairy pies are made with only the freshest ingredients. Baked fresh daily. Your hairy pie will be fresh baked, shrink wrapped, and shipped hot and juicy. So you know, that's a genuine Harry pie. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex DeMaker.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play
Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, I think we got to go to Wayne first, right?
Yeah, Wayne Duncan, that's the good-looking youngster.
Didn't Wayne say he's from Baltimore?
He's from Baltimore. He's a truck driver.
Well, then he's officially kicked out of town if he doesn't know this one. When the streak ended, number of consecutive games that Cal played.
What is 2,632?
Yes.
Correct. Pull that one out of your derriere.
Correct. Tara, you are going to be the big wiener if you have...
Get a butter knife. Put that on an English muffin.
Tara, you're the big wiener if you have the correct answer.
But I don't.
What was your guess, Tara?
2,042.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That knocked you out of the championship.
And Wayne, are you okay?
Okay, I'm fine.
He's delighted to be the victor. He's the new champion, Wayne Duncan from Baltimore.
And Harry?
Yeah.
Things have gone so well.
Yes.
I got a little something for you, a little contraband I snuck in for you.
Oh, look at that. Give me. Oh, come to Papa. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Now, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Oh, that's good beer.
Tara and Wayne.
I love beer.
And do, don't go away mad. Just go away. Now, Tara, you get to keep the money that you've already won in the past. Wayne, Harry will tell you about the bonanza, and we have no prize sheets, Harry, so I'll handle the prizes.
Okay. And now, listen, first of all, Wayne, you double your score to $12. We throw in a $25 bonus for a grand total of $37 for you, Wayne. And Tara, you get to keep your $33, and here's Don Geronimo with the color commentary.
All right, now, kids, here's what I know you both have won. We're going to put you both in the running for the renter mortgage contest.
Oh, that's fantastic.
On the last day of the month. And we're going to give you both tickets to our screening of the new Eddie Murphy movie called Holy Man. Okay?
Yeah.
Harry?
Yeah, excuse me. I was having some ice cold refreshment.
Looks like a good movie. Eddie Murphy opens October 6th. We have a screening, and that is courtesy of AMC. Tara, we have to know how much you pay every month in rent or mortgage.
$1,200.
Ah, $1,200.
And how about you, Wayno?
Five
bills.
Okay, kids, you're both in the contest. Wayne, see you next week. And Tara?
Oh, well.
Sorry, Tara.
You're a very personable young lady.
Thank you, kids.
Harry, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for playing it, and have a great weekend. Well,
she was an absolute delight, in my humble opinion.
Harry, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Oh, let me tell you, Don, I'll be real honest with you. Jesus, I've had the best time.
Oh,
that's it. That's it. Harry won't have any fingerprints now. My fingers have burned off.
Hey, what about Jack Brickhouse? Did he go to heaven?
He's in heaven. I miss him. I miss him so bad. Oh, I wish he was here. I really do. I'm waiting for Sparky Anderson to join me.
How about Earl Weaver? You got a spot for him?
Oh, Earl will be here. Earl's got a one-way ticket on the bullet train.
What about Lasorda?
Lasorda's going. All those guys that use the bad words, they're all going to be here. And Lee Elia, my God, he's got a lazy boy up in the corner.
Are you having dinner with Billy Martin tonight?
Billy Martin and I will be dining. What do you have, my social calendar?
All right, listen, Harry Carey, great talking to you.
Great talking to you, Don.
Always remember, never forget, love. Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Caron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Oh, my face is burned off.
Filled with one great deal, oh. Heads and combos make my mouth go ooey. Spice it up, can't get enough of Applebee's.
Grab a taste of the bayou at Applebee's, because with Cajun combos, you're always
eating good in the neighborhood.
Ahead and carry out Applebee's Cajun combos. Try Cajun steak and shrimp or Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp. Applebee's to go. It's not fast food. It's Applebee's food fast.
What are your aspirations for your business in the next year? Grow by 12%? Shape up the sales force? Improve the way you communicate? Finally, top your rival competition in the business softball league? Whatever you're aiming to do, Nextel has the plan to get you there. It's Nextel's National Value Plan, now available at AdCom. This is a cell phone plan that is as big as your aspirations. It gives you a total of 3,600 hard-working minutes for only $35.99 per month. You get 300 anytime cellular minutes, 100 digital walkie-talkie minutes, 3,200 night and weekend minutes, plus free nationwide long distance, all for only $35.99 per month. That's a total of 3,600 minutes on Nextel, the cell phone with a powerful walkie-talkie with a range of up to several hundred miles. So aim high and go for it with Nextel. Call AdCom, your Nextel authorized representative, at 1-877-542-TALK for more details. Offer ends March 31st, 2003. Credit approval, one-year service agreement, and new activation required. Account setup fee, taxes, and other charges and restrictions apply.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $49 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today and get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Did you know the average income of a Microsoft-certified systems engineer is still over $50,000 a year? Did you know there are evening Microsoft certification programs available for people without computer networking experience or college degrees? Did you know there are student loan programs available to help you get certified? Did you know it can take less than 5 months to become a Microsoft-certified engineer? If you have the drive, dedication, and desire, invest in yourself and learn how to get a better job and make more money by becoming a Microsoft-certified engineer. Call a Microsoft Certification Center today at 1-800-733-5641 and ask to speak with a Microsoft Certification Coordinator. Or visit them on the web at www.computertraining.com to find the Microsoft Certification Center closest to you. Take the online entrance exam to pre-qualify for the next class starting this spring. But hurry, classes are limited. Again, that's 1-800-733-5641 or www.computertraining.com. Start building your tomorrow today.
At NTB National Tire and Battery, we're often asked, do we know the Michelin Man? The Michelin Man? Big, round, plump, permagrin? Yes, we know him very well. You see, NTB sells and expertly installs thousands of Michelin tires every day. Michelin's for cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. So the big guy stops by often to say thanks. Well, he doesn't really say thanks because he can't really talk. He's made out of rubber, but you get the picture. So the next time you need tires fast, stop by your local NTB. Who knows? You may get to meet Bib, the Michelin Man. But please, if you do, Don't call him the Marshmallow Man. He really hates that. MTB. We know tires.
It's the final week of Michelin Madness, so get to NTB, National Tire and Battery, before Saturday, March 29th, and get a free Wilson basketball with the purchase of four Michelin tires installed fast at NTB's everyday low prices. Call 1-877-SHOP-NTB for the store nearest you.
Amazon.com got a $1.6 million grant to sell books on the web. Ron Olszewski got a $500 grant to fix up his car. Irene Fisher got a $400,000 grant to send four children to private colleges. Each year, over $1 trillion is given out in grants. There's grants for big companies, small companies, rich people, poor people. The Chandler family had bad credit problems and got a $3,000 grant to help buy a house. A Buffalo company got a $200,000 grant to make rodent repellent out of hot chili peppers. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've been studying government grants for over 25 years. I put together the ultimate guide to how to write and get a grant. It even includes 50 original successful grant applications so you can see what a winning grant looks like. Sure, grants aren't easy, but over 30 million people a year are getting them. Now I have a simple way for you to apply for all the grants that are out there, for you to do almost anything, even pay your bills. Call 1-800-248-8699. You've got money to gain and nothing to lose. That's 1-800-248-8699.
If you have kids 1 to 12 years old, you've already heard about Muzzy, the BBC language videos for children. You already know that Muzzy has taught thousands of kids at home and in school to speak and understand Spanish or French just by watching the cartoon characters on TV and imitating what they hear. Well, today we have a special offer you won't want to miss. Knowing a second language can help your kids do better in school. And scientific studies show that it's so much easier to learn a second or third language if you start before the age of 12. So jot down this number, 1-800-450-6511. Call right now and get the Muzzy DVDs or video and audio tapes and the storybooks and the no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee. And here's the special offer. Order today and we'll send you a free interactive CD-ROM so your child can learn Spanish, French, German, even Italian right on your computer. Amazing. A free CD-ROM from Muzzy. Call now, 1-800-450-6511. 1-800-450-6511.
Last night, I made an exciting discovery. I traced my family tree and learned that one of my ancestors fought alongside George Washington.
Hi, I'm Tom Stockham, president of 123 Family Tree, the number one way to find your ancestors. We've spent the last 20 years finding ways to help people just like Joy discover their family history. Millions of people have used our system to trace their family history back 7, 8, even 10 generations or more. If you've ever wondered about your family history but didn't know where to start, you should try 123 Family Tree. You'll learn the secrets and shortcuts to build your family tree in hours, not years. In fact, 123 Family Tree works so well, we might be able to find your ancestors instantly over the phone. Call us right now at 1-800-595-1211 and we'll search for your ancestors absolutely free. That's 1-800-595-1211. 1-800-595-1211.
Have you ever thought there's got to be an easier way to play golf? What if there was a simple way to make the game more enjoyable? Hi, this is Bob Rosberg, ABC golf commentator and PGA champion. If there's one key to success in this game, it's the ability to master a repeatable swing. And even if you play golf for a living, this can take hours of daily practice. That's why you need Natural Golf, the new simplified approach that'll have you hitting longer, straighter shots, guaranteed. Whether you play a couple of times a week or only a few times a year, consistent golf is now possible. Natural Golf is simple to learn and is less stressful on your body. That's why over 100 PGA professionals and thousands of golfers use Natural Golf. I guarantee it will make your game more enjoyable. Call 1-800-300-1846 for your free Natural Golf video. And be sure to ask how you can receive your free one-year subscriptions to Golf Digest and Natural Golfer magazines. Call 1-800-300-1846. That's 800-300-1846.
Crosser's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
The station with less BS. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... Look, let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got their lead slut.
Hey, wait a second. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. We're going to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
It'll be money.
A recipe for disaster at WQYK, our station in Tampa.
Really?
Where a former disc jockey has become the general manager.
Oh, my God.
Tom Rivers. You really? Believe that?
Wow.
He must have pictures of guys like having sex with sheep and stuff. Because I can't figure. Let me just take this moment to say congratulations.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah. To our brand new general manager down in Tampa Bay.
Guy that we once referred to on this show as Lil Tommy Rivers.
Lil Tommy Rivers. He's now a general manager. He gets to wear a tie to work every day.
Way to go, Tom.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
Thanks for promoting the show.
Well, he'll blame it on the last GM. Right? So he'll say. And that's exactly what we'll hear. Sure. Listen. Everything is going to change now
right. At
WQIK with the new management vision.
Of course.
That Lil Tommy's going to bring.
Right. Lil Tommy. Everything's going to change now that he's in the driver's seat.
Lil Tommy wants the Don and Mike Show to be advertised in every free newspaper that's given out.
That's great.
At every Safeway.
Right.
And furthermore, you know the community bulletin boards?
Yes. Really?
That's a great way to put up a couple of post-it notes about the show.
That's Lil Tommy Rivers from the mind of Lil Tommy.
It's very dangerous. Anytime a disc jockey gets in a position of power at a radio station.
Disc jockeys have to truly sell their souls to do that.
And there's always the chance when that happens that at some point during the tenure in management, the former disc jockey cannot control himself and he reverts back to being a disc jockey.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
That's when radio stations like change formats and everybody gets fired.
Hi, I'm Tom Rivers. The management here would like to say, and lots of announcements from the management.
Yes.
Yeah, now a message from the general manager. Hi, this is Tom, Lil Tommy Rivers.
I'm not wearing pants. And F the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Thank you from the staff and management of WQYK Tampa Bay.
And then all the all the slackers around there. Great job, Tom. Yeah, Lil Tommy. Yeah, good job, Tommy. Here, way to go, Tommy.
Lil Tommy wearing his big cowboy hat.
Yeehaw!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great.
I want to ask Don and Mike if he has a bit of a concern that all these so-called fools.
Listen, you're calling people fools and you can't even turn down your radio, sir.
No, I'll turn it down.
You're having a little trouble formulating a sentence yourself, pal.
Is this another British guy?
Yes. Yep, afraid so.
Oh, listen, why aren't you all over in France beating somebody's ass?
How come you're not a hooligan?
No, we don't all go beating people up.
Right.
Just for the fun of it.
Come on, you're a British guy. Admit it now. Ringo is nothing, right?
Even when they were
popular, even you Brits, you had to know that Ringo was. You might as well have had a monkey out there, right? Right.
Just a front man, isn't it? Just a face.
So what's the reason you called, Speedy?
Now I was just wondering, doesn't it concern you if all these jerks that are listening to your show?
No, why?
It seems that everybody that's calling up seems to be a bit of an idiot.
Well, yeah, but it seemed to me the last time I checked that, jerks, they counted the same in the ratings as nice people.
Let me tell you something. This show is here. If you listen to most talk radio, you hear all these people that are articulating their points on issues, and the idiots and the jerks, they have no place to go, but they sure like to call our radio show, and you know something?
This is a safe haven for every jerk and idiot.
That's right. We have a home. Welcome home. Yeah. Every one of them, You don't have to have any skills to call this show.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, I just want to tell you guys...
That's why we took your call.
Excuse me?
That's why we took your call, because we'll take a call from anybody.
Even Brits, right?
Right.
Right.
No, I just want to say you guys do a great job. We don't have anything like this in England. I think it's...
Yeah, of course you don't. Your country's so backwards. Four TV channels drive on the wrong side of the road. The whole thing with the Queen, which is a joke.
Don't forget to boil meat.
And the boiled meat.
they're just too scared. That's the problem.
Right. Okay. See you later, Austin Powers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It was nice. Yeah, nice teeth.
Thank you very much.
Nice teeth.
Out of my way, jerk ass! That was Prince Energy calling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
And sad to say that he's like the most energetic guy in Britain. Yeah. He's the Britain equivalent of the Energizer Bunny.
Well, you have lots of fools calling us. fools calling us. Yeah. Why? Why would that be?
Hello. You know, as soon as they break the ratings down, yes. You know, to people who are idiots and people who aren't idiots, right. Maybe then we'll change the show. But right now, I know there's plenty more idiots than there are the non-idiots out there.
Don and Mike, I'm calling from England. You know, if you slather the butter on it, it gets into all the nooks and crannies. Yeah,
I should have yelled at that guy about two fat ladies, too.
Oh, I love two fat ladies.
That's another crown in England's, that's another jewel in England's crown.
Have you logged any serious time with the two fat ladies? Yeah, you know, it's great lard. When they cook with lard. They do.
I love lard.
They're too old, though, man. They're too old. Hey, listen, what do you want?
Well, I just want to first, I got two things.
Yeah.
First, I wanted to tell you, I think from listening to you, that, and I'm about the same age as Buzz, 48.
You had it right the first time, Bud.
Bud,
yes, Bud is 48.
Bud to his friends.
But I think you're a great dad. And I think...
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you because that's patronizing. I appreciate it. Listen, haven't I already articulated that?
Yes, you have. You said move forward. There's no need to rehash the previous idiot's call.
Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, this is Joey from Sacramento.
Yes, hello, Joey. Hey, it's Mike. It must be Retainer Thursday.
You wanted to know the name of the pizza place in Sacramento?
Yes, Joey, sure.
It is Pizza and Pipes.
Okay, thank you. And are you wearing a retainer now, Joey?
No, I'm not.
Are you Asian?
I'm a Polish person.
Hey, Polish.
Hey, yeah. All right.
Hey, Polak, were you sitting around all day trying to dial this phone number?
Yes, I was.
Right? Thank you.
I enjoy your show. Keep up the good work.
All right. Right. Thank you, Joey.
Bye-bye.
Means a lot. Great. We had an idiot, a British guy, and a Polak call the show.
Hi, this is Joey. My carte pizza place, carte, Todd and Mike's
been laughing.
Like Will Faster's not the or however Mike does.
Maybe he has a laughter coach now because he has a speech coach.
That'd be good.
Now it's like a faster pace. I think you guys aren't doing good jockeys that's been clowning him because he's changed it up. He's definitely changed it up.
Yeah, listen, every disc jockey in America is clubbing him. Are you kidding? Yeah, he's got a target on his back.
Well, he's working on it.
All right, thank you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was Magic's PR man.
Yes. I was his sidekick. The white comedian.
Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed like that. I should laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
You look so good, Magic.
You are looking too good.
Hello. Yeah.
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 You're looking too good.
Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering, I have a trivia question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about Get Shorty, and when you guys were talking about you were an expert on that movie?
I consider myself to be an expert, yes.
All right, well, you were talking about when John Travolta was sitting there watching that crappy B-movie.
Right.
All right, do you know the name of that movie?
No, because it was a crappy B-movie.
Oh, I thought you knew everything about that.
Well,
Get Shorty.
Except the stuff that doesn't interest me. I know it's some stupid black and white movie. And later, he talks about the movie Rio Bravo.
Right. And, you know, when you ask a trivia question, it's polite to know the answer to it. So do you know the answer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
Touch of Evil.
Touch of Evil.
Well, I'm the one telling you how it is.
Who knows?
Touch of Evil.
I don't know the answer, Dr. Evil. Hey, Donna Mike Show, here's a guy in Las Vegas who says he's driving next to a woman who is stirring the soup.
Really?
Is that real? Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Driving next to a freak, man.
What's she doing?
She's pleasuring herself. She has a skirt on.
She's pleasuring herself.
Yeah, what do you mean? Is she in your car?
I'm not sure if she has utensils or not. No, she's in the car next to me. I put on for about 2 minutes on hold. And I actually made the turn to follow her because I knew you guys would want to hear about this.
Now, how is it that you can see in the car to see her pleasuring herself?
I'm in a 4x4, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a 4x4.
So you're up high and you can actually see down in her car?
Yeah, man. This chick's a freak.
Does she know you're watching?
No, she doesn't know anything, man.
She'll pull up next to her and ask to smell her fingers.
Okay, cool.
Oh, do it. Okay, good. Do it. Oh, excellent.
Say Donna Mike Winston, no?
Hey, no, pull up next to her and say, Donna Mike, want to smell your fingers.
Okay, hold on one second. Hold on. Here's the yellow light. Hold on. Okay, cool. Hey! Donna Mike, we know your fingers smell like.
Yeah, Donna Mike, want to smell your fingers.
Yeah,
this is like Honk for Cash.
Your fingers! She's looking at me. She's pulling away, man. She's pulling away. I think I freaked her out.
All right. Thank you, dude.
All right, cool, man.
Bye-bye.
Did I mention that my crap detector went off on that? Simply too easy, other way. He happened to come up to the yellow light.
Yeah, maybe so. Who knows? You know, we've had, I guess it's been truck drivers that have called before to say that they've seen girls stir in the
soup. That's right. But, you know, I only hope it's true.
Yeah. Well, either way, the guy stuck his head out the window and said, Don and Mike want to know what your fingers smell like. So there's some good positive PR for the show.
Sure. Very goodwill in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. It's Becky.
Hey, Becky.
How are you?
Becky from yesterday?
Becky from yesterday.
Oh, strip trivia. Oh, Becky, whose father called the show yesterday.
Yeah, and I found out that it was him.
Really?
Wow. It was?
Yes, it was.
It was. Oh.
Everything going well on the Becky front? Everything calm in your family situation?
Everything's just fine.
Good.
Was there a reunion last night between you and your father?
No, but I called him today, and I wanted to know why he didn't tell me his name, because that's where it threw me off.
You don't know your father's name?
Well, he would normally say his name. He wouldn't say my father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the whole situation. But anyway, Julie wanted me to tell you something.
Oh, that's her aunt, Julie, who also played strip trivia yesterday.
And also got naked.
Yes.
And had quite a surprise under her shirt for us.
She certainly did.
Yes, Julie wanted me to let you know that when she was standing in the back beside Buzz, she heard him fart.
No, I don't think so.
No, in fact, I know who that was and when it was.
Yes. Really?
Charlie Broyhill turned around and looked at me when he did it.
Yes.
Ah, well, easy to say, Buzz. Yeah. Easy to say.
I think Charlie will confess to that.
Do you want Charlie to let you off the hook here?
Hey, well, here's the question. Did it smell perfumey?
Are you asking?
Because it smelled like potpourri. It could have been Buzz's fart.
I didn't smell it.
Charlie
Broyhill, please, to the witness stand.
Charlie is not only would admit to it, but he's also proud of his own.
Yeah, he might take claim for it, even if it's not his.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Here he is now.
Sorry, I missed the question. I was speaking to a moron.
All right, this is Becky, the gal who played strip trivia yesterday with her father called on the show.
Right.
She said when she was standing at the back of the room that Buzz farted.
No, that was Julie that heard him.
Julie said that.
Then Buzz said, "You farted."
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. Okay, Buzz, you're
right. Yeah, I was eating fruit yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Oh, boy. It would be so much more fun if it was you, Buzz.
No. All Buzz farts.
Not publicly, if I can help it.
Buzz farts a lot. Buzz has big, stinky movements. He does everything a guy does. He just doesn't talk about it.
Does public farting involve farting in front of anyone else, even people you work with? Or is public farting like farting on a train?
No, well, certainly not in front
of... what am I asking this question for? I've done both, as we all have. Yeah. Yes.
And listen, furthermore, Buzz, I don't think you've ever farted in front of us.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Never.
Once, when Mike was president, a number of years ago.
You know, they're the worst place, though, you can fart. The worst place. On a plane. Yeah.
That's my haven.
Oh, he loves to.
I love letting death farts go on an airplane.
Oh, my. And I mean, at the very beginning, before the flight attendant comes over and asks you what you would like.
And then she has to put her face into a wall of stench.
There was one flight attendant when we were flying somewhere, and right before, I mean, I know you timed it that way, and right before she came over, and she walked over, and seriously, it was like somebody hit her with a wet cloth in the face.
And then the next thing you know, down with the plane! You fart your brains out, Buzz. I bet you do, man. I bet you get some perverse pleasure out of it because it's got to be stuck in there the whole time.
Now, you do it during the news. I mean, when you're over there in your cubicle, there's nobody else in there, right?
I spend about 8 hours a day in here, so I would be lying if I said it never happened.
Have you farted today?
Not in the newsroom so far as I know. Not since waking up this morning, no.
When's the last time you had a big beefer? I mean, the kind of fart where you have to go, clear the room, open the windows.
I don't know. I guess that would be mornings.
Oh, so it's regular?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. All right. All right, good man.
See, if you do want to over there, I mean, it's only you, right?
Yeah. Well, it's embarrassing, though, if you right after you do it, then it's a very small room. It's like a closet.
Christine pokes her head in there right afterwards.
And then somebody
that would kill Buzz. That would kill Buzz.
You die of embarrassment.
That would kill Buzz if Christine walked in the room and walked into his fart.
I see this razor blade. I would take my life if that happened.
I know you would, Buzz. Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you, Becky.
No problem. I just wanted to say I had a good time yesterday.
Oh, thank you, had a great time, too. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Now, we have to listen to Cheryl here from Sacramento. She claims she is stirring the soup right now while she's driving her car.
No, actually, that's wrong. It was just that I do that all the time. So I just called to let you guys know.
While you're in the car?
Yeah, while I'm in the car, wherever.
Which hand?
Right. And I'm left-handed, but my right hand just works a lot better.
And why do you do it while driving?
It's relaxing. It's a stress reliever, and sometimes...
Does it relax and center you?
Yeah, exactly.
When you do it.
When you do it.
Excuse me.
When you do it.
When you do it.
When you do it.
Yeah. Do you complete the task every time you're doing that, or do you simply while away the minutes during the commute?
Well, I think that there's no reason to do it if you don't finish.
There you go.
And wow. Isn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I guess you have to be like on a straight road, right?
Pretty straight.
Pretty straight, like a freeway or something. You couldn't be on a curvy road where you're constantly having to turn the wheel.
You know, they always say that you're really supposed to focus and that if you eat in the car, use a cell phone or... Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess that would count, too. Have you ever been on a cell phone or been eating anything while you've been doing that?
I don't think so.
You have vinyl seats?
What?
You have vinyl seats?
Yeah, vinyl.
Vinyl, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Vinyl seats.
Vinyl seats. Mm.
But you're right, it works best on the freeway.
Okay.
Freeway. Yeah.
Smell your seats, right? It's like smell your fingers. All right, listen. See you later, Cheryl.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was dirty Cheryl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a bad girl. She's so bad.
Very, very bad.
Very bad girl. One more call. And then I promise, really, not a DJ promise, a real promise, we're going to hear that guy's tape.
Excellent.
The guy from the old folks home. Hello.
Okay.
Bueno Arbusto.
Hey, my friend.
It's Mike with Name the TV Icon.
Oh, it's the guy with his tapes from TV. All right, sure. Lay it on us.
I got some good ones today. Here you go.
Okay.
Guys, I can't go to the Elvis train tonight.
No idea.
No idea?
No.
It's, what's his name from Happy Days?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, Richie Cunningham.
Right? Okay. Way back on that one.
Okay.
All right, this one? Wow, that's just an excellent break.
That is Mo from The Simpsons.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you think your life reeks? Take a whiff of mine, pal.
Let me hear it again, please.
Oh, you think your life reeks? Take a whiff of mine, pal.
Boy, these are toughies today. Yeah. He's stumping us today.
Don't know who
Drew Carey.
No, Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison.
Right. All right, let's see.
Okay. One of those idiots from South Park? Park?
That was South Park, right?
South Park, okay.
All right.
That was funny.
Magic.
You had it, Mike.
And right. Then the final one.
All right, one more. Here we go.
They got more. Look at this. Clinton's got a third nipple. This nipple squirts acid at God-fearing Christians.
Sorry.
I'm laughing at the concept of Clinton has a third nipple. I don't know. Who is it?
That's the guy that was from Conan O'Brien doing the Bob Dole bit, where I think that...
how are we supposed to get that one?
Way too obscure.
Come on, how are we supposed to get that one?
That's too obscure.
Well, it sounds like that guy that calls in with you guys.
No, no, boo.
No, no.
Yeah, your show might be canceled here.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, goodbye now.
Bye.
Goodbye. I know that guy's whole existence
right
now is hanging on taping TV and calling us with his funny tapes.
He's got to pick up his game.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Makes everything
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mike. If you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4. What an asshole. Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling at what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The Don and Mike Show. They rock. And that's for Tim. The Don and Mike Show.
Because we gon' take you there. And I know it ain't fair.
This segment brought to you by Viramax. Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer is doctor-developed and clinically tested. Viramax works and is available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Standing by to hear Rob's V-Wax tape of his radio show this past weekend.
Suck this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Listen, I heard your show yesterday. Well, I hear it every day on my way home. Anyhow, there were several ladies calling up telling about Monica's and their experiences and everything, and I had tried to get through, and I was unable to. So here I am today. I just wanted to tell you that my husband thinks that I give the best Monica around.
Well, now, what is he going to tell you? That his secretary gives a better one than you?
Hey, no. He doesn't have a secretary.
Well, or
I guess
your
you get a little nervous if the husband said, that's the best one I've had this week.
Now, hey, we slowed down a little bit on that and everything else, but recently we've picked back up and going pretty well. So I
when you say picked
slowed
back
down
up,
and picked up,
what do you mean by picking up? How many times a week?
Well, so far this it's probably about every day. Once or twice.
Every day.
Every
once or twice.
You give your husband a Monica every day?
I try to. Yeah.
Hello.
Is that a good thing, I would imagine?
Yeah. Duh.
Duh. Well,
every day?
Yes.
Does he have to do anything to you in return?
Not every day, no.
So in other words, he's the Sultan of Brunei.
Sure.
Now, is that in addition to other sexual treats?
Yes, of course.
So on average, how many times would your husband
achieve a day?
At least once, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so seven times a week.
Then the number, hold on, but then if you're giving him a Monica every day, and if you're doing other stuff with him.
Right, so that would be twice.
Then that would be 14 times a week total.
There you go, lucky man, wouldn't you say?
Usually in the morning or the evening?
Evening. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Honey's had a tough day.
In the morning. I'm sorry?
You what?
We're pretty exhausted in the morning.
Exhausted in the morning.
Sure, mm-hmm. From the previous day.
Right, yeah, from so many Monicas.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but I just want to tell you guys, love your show. Don, I think you are so sexy.
Oh!
Seen you on many occasions.
You're so right.
Yeah, there you go. And
I'm beautiful.
Rita's lucky late.
She sure is. I only wish she shared your love of the Monica.
All right, well, you guys take care. It was nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Every day.
I don't know if I believe that or not.
That's hard to believe.
I'd like the guy to call me to tell me that.
It's true. We can make a call 5 minutes. Yeah. It's true, Don.
I don't think that was Tim McWilliams' wife.
No, I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey, I don't know if I can beat the lady who gives her husband a Monica every day, but I had kind of a cool idea. When you guys play the name game, you always play it kind of like naming celebrities. Why don't you name things like different kinds of jelly?
You are an idiot.
Absolutely no. You're not allowed to call again.
Okay, thank you.
Right. He's happy. He's delighted.
A kid, anyway, I think.
He's delighted. It doesn't matter. He's still happy.
Oh, you little bastard.
Sure.
Don't call us again. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
What is the name of that videotape you guys did, man?
Are you trying to be like Cheech and Chong, or is this your real voice?
This is my real voice.
Really? You sound like this all the time?
All the time, man.
Hey, man, I'm looking for Dave. Is Dave here?
Hey, man. Dave, man.
Dave's got the stuff. Hey, man.
Oh, I saw Dave last week, man.
Right. Yeah, you do that pretty good. What was the question?
What's the name of that videotape you guys did?
You mean sex pies and videotape?
Yeah.
The light goes on.
That video store?
I don't know if you can. Where are you calling from?
Spokane, Washington. We got Blockbuster, man.
No, Blockbuster doesn't carry our tape, sad to say.
Oh, man.
That's kind of a collector's item.
I better roll a fatty now.
Oh, okay. Dear.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, man.
Bye.
That makes it sound like it was a big day when Spokane got a Blockbuster video. Hey, man. It's here, dude.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have a record of accomplishment at something else, whatever it is.
Is this a guy who's playing us tapes?
Mm-hmm.
It's Gordon calling.
Yeah.
I wish he would.
Oh, was that a tape of Liddy?
Yes, it was a Liddy tape.
Yeah. I didn't recognize it.
He listens to the show, just like we listen to his show, and occasionally he just likes to call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, did you guys hear about that kid that fell off the Niagara Falls or whatever?
Yeah.
You mean here's another one of our cub reporters. Buzz, do you have the story about the kid that fell off the Niagara Falls or whatever?
Or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen the story. Let me see if I can track it down again.
So Buzz is in his computer right now. Was this an accident?
Yeah, yes. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, whatever, Mike.
Whatever.
All right. Thank you, Cubby Corner.
Whatever.
All right, right.
Hey, you guys hear about the kid that fell off the Niagara Falls or whatever, or like got hit by a train or shot or something?
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about Monica's.
Yes.
I don't think it's how often. I think it's how deep.
I would disagree.
No?
You're a frequency fan, not a quality fan.
Oh, right? Sure.
Oh, no, no.
Come on.
I'm a what?
I think, he was talking to me, I think.
I was talking to Don about that.
Oh, well, no, I mean, it is often, but it's...
And I don't think, you know, you can quantify it with how deep. It's you talk about overall quality.
Yeah, it is quality. When it's deep, baby, it's quality.
God. There's some girls out there that really like doing that.
And they like talking about it, too.
And I like listening to it.
So do I.
And dogs like cheese.
I think I caught you guys off guard because you were quiet for like a second.
Oh, yes, you've totally caught us off guard.
Well, yeah. I wasn't sure.
Caught us.
But,
yeah. We're reeling right now. Well, you know, when a woman says that, you do take a bit of a pause.
I don't think half these tramps who have been calling us the last couple of weeks really even do it. I imagine if they really take a... Oh, you want me to do what with that? Oh, no. No, go take about 5 showers and maybe. No. That's what I think.
Get the antibacterial soap on that thing right now.
Thank you very much, because I only do it after someone has taken a shower.
See, I know.
All right.
I knew it.
All right. See, it's got to be clean. It's got to be good.
And I bet you're not even good at it.
Oh, I'm.
I bet he just doesn't tell you that.
Oh, no. I am very good.
I bet you're not.
No, you cannot even tell me I'm not. I know I am.
Really? You sound very confident.
If it feels good to me, baby, I know it's good.
Here's what I think it's like. Oh, God, no! No, stop! Stop, please! God, stop! Stop, please! Am I the best, honey?
Yes, you're the best. Just stop.
You are so
wrong. God. Not anymore. Please, just finish. You're the best, honey.
No.
You're the best there's ever been.
You're so wrong.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
My brothers.
Hey.
Hey, I've got something to tell you about an embarrassing story that happened to me in Korea.
Korea? You an old dude?
No, I'm not that old. I'm still in service.
Were you in the war there?
No, not quite that old.
See, that's why I said I thought you were an old dude.
Yeah. No, not that old. No, this is back in 86.
Because that story sounds like when you started, it's like, you know, back when I was in Korea, Chinese were coming over the border.
Like MASH. Right? That's what MASH was, right? The Korean War.
Right.
It's all part of being there, I guess. Timeless.
I could never be in the Army.
No.
I don't have the discipline. I watched G.I. Jane the other night with my wife.
Right.
That's an awful movie, and you don't get to see anything of Demi Moore naked. And furthermore, I'll tell you this, with her head shaved.
Right.
She's one weird-looking bird. I mean, she's big and muscly. And
any cleavage in the G.I. Jane?
They show a little bit in a bra.
Oh, really?
But there's no totally topless scene. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that she did, she was at the Navy SEALs training or whatever.
Right.
If you decide you can't make it anymore, they got a big bell in the middle of the field. And, like, the drill sergeant screams at everybody, ring the bell! Ring the bell! You're a big pussy! You want to quit? Ring the bell! You know, and then when someone rings the bell, the person drops out, and then they all...
Total disgrace.
They
go laugh about
shame.
It. I would ring the bell. I'd walk in and ring the bell.
Yeah.
I'd say, hey, how you doing? Ding, 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 ding.
Hello, drill sergeant. There's my bell. You take care. I'm going into town for the weekend.
I'm the worst at that. I could not stand the discipline of the Army.
Private Geronimo. What is that, Private Geronimo?
Jelly donut, sir.
A jelly donut. Is chow allowed in the mess, Private Geronimo?
No, Sergeant O'Mara.
Oh, this is now it's turned into your fantasy now here.
Oh, man. Happy birthday to Jesus.
Yes, Sergeant Rock.
So I picked up a skin condition in a compromising location, and I had to see a doctor. And
a skin condition, would that be synonymous with a sex disease?
Mm-hmm.
He got himself a Korean sex disease.
A temporary one, but embarrassing all the same. Well, I had to go see the doctor, and the doctor, he told me to go ahead and undress. Well, the doctor, he sits there, and he puts his hand on his chin, and he's thinking, he's looking, he gets in close, he backs up, he gets in close, and then he says, that's almost too small to worry about. Realizing what he said, he just busted a gut right there. So then he wants to send me some treatment, so he sends me to the TMC clerk. He sends me in there, and he redirects me down to the treatment office, and treatment office tells me to do the same thing, get myself into a position where he can observe. When I get there, he takes a long look, and he says, where is it? So that was my entire embarrassing moment.
Thanks, and now it's an embarrassing moment for 4 million other people.
Readers Digest.
Who hopefully are not turning off their radios right now.
God, long way to go for
in
that.
Unison.
Humor in uniform.
My Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, why don't you call Stars and Stripes with that one? Call Sergeant Bilko for that.
The small thing social disease.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? Hey. Yeah, you have these women that call you and say how good they are. You know, it's really not the women that are good. They're just there. It's you and I. It's whether we're good or we're bad. They're just there all the time, so there's nothing good about them.
Are you speaking about men?
Speaking about women. They're just there.
Right, women are
good.
Women are just there, and men, what about men?
It's up to us whether we're good or bad. I mean...
Oh, no, not when you're talking about Monica, sir.
So, well, hey, how deep does it go?
It's a man's world, I believe, is what this convoluted caller's trying to say. Right?
But it's got to be.
Right. Okay.
All right, so the men control everything. Well, you know, when a woman is engaged to Monica, though, that's total control right there.
That's where, you know, she can ask for anything.
Yeah.
Say yes. Yeah, sure.
And if she really, really hates you, and we all think about it, it's always in the back of the mind there. If she really wanted to be cruel, she could do something totally, totally horrible. Honey, this is wonderful.
Oh, you're the best.
No!
Honey! Oh, baby doll! Hello?
Hello?
Not on my show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hey, you know, you guys are always talking about DSLs. I was just wondering, of you three guys, who has the best...
DSLs?
T-E-Ls.
T-E... I know what the first word is. I know what the last word is.
T-E-Ls.
Yes.
Is the middle word eating?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I'd have to say, really, I know already the answer to this question. In this room, Rob.
Except his lips are very chapped, though. But
they're full.
Rob's got the Vish lips.
That would be very rough. I would think it would be Buzz.
It's always Buzz, isn't it?
Yeah. It is always Buzz.
It is always Buzz.
It's always Buzz.
Not in the room.
Wait, when's that Jorge going to call for Buzz? Those are the calls that I enjoy for Buzz.
Soon now.
When he wants you to be the tube of toothpaste and he wants to brush his teeth with you,
with your love. Sorry, we're out of
time. For cash and select models. So put the hammer down and head over to Coleman Power Sports.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WTFK, Talk Radio.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now you enter the world of my closet. These are suits. Here. So these are all silk shirts. Shoes, of course. All these are different kind of glasses. They're sunglasses. These are clear frames. These are pink, blue, burgundy, and purple frames. More sunglasses. All prescription, of course. Silver and gold and black frames. Brown, green, and red frames. And over here, very important for anybody traveling on the road, is two tiaras, because you never know when you're going to get invited to something really formal. So it has been worn on more than one occasion.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmy. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
To D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Before the show, you three guys, and you're to blame, Rob.
Right.
You were driving me crazy. Everybody that has a cell phone knows that it has all those moronic song rings.
Yeah.
Well, Rob starts playing with his, then Mike plays with his, and Buzz pulls his out.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, I'm standing in the studio. It's like three monkeys are in here who've just discovered that they can get these dumb rings on their cell phones. No, play your real ring that you use, Mike, not that one. Play your space age one, the one you're proud of. Cool.
Hi there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I have one. Did you leave me a voicemail, Rob?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And I interfered with my ring.
I said to Mike, anybody uses a ring like that that plays a song?
Mm-hmm. Here's my favorite one.
They're a mook.
Listen to this one.
That's not a song.
Those people are mooks.
Sports!
Hi.
Whee!
So this is what I'm listening to 10 minutes before the show today.
You left the room.
Yeah, you're right, Buzz. I actually walked out of the room because I got Mike and I got Buzz and I got Rob, all three of them, like morons, doing this thing with their talent. Well, pull yours out, Rob.
Okay.
And that's Mike's regular ring, right? That's your regular ring?
Maybe. Maybe I'll change it.
Look at this. I don't even know how to find this thing on my telephone.
I could find it on your phone.
I don't even know how to find it.
Go to settings.
I just got a regular ring.
No, you've got a variety of rings.
I've just got a regular ring on my phone.
No, you've got a variety of rings.
I'm sure I do, but I don't know how to find them.
This is the one I might be changing to, Don. What do you think of this? I want you to review this ring. This one right here. Listen. Space Age, huh? Spock. Now everybody's popping in their own ringers here.
Well, you know, and I can't figure out how to get mine to... After I'm busting your balls, I can't figure out how to get mine to work. General setup. Is that what I want? Yes.
I hate that one. I hate that. You can't even hear that one.
Hold on. Contrast, greeting, language, menu reset, key unlock. Yeah, I've got this crap on mine.
Buzz, you got yours working?
Call setup.
I'm just finding the sounds now.
Oh, hold on. Sounds.
Guys, I can't believe I'm the one that's gotten my ringers on the air faster.
I don't get into this very often.
God damn it. You know, I'm just making fun of you for this thing. Here we go. Sounds.
Please, cell phones.
Ring type. Yes. Okay, here you go. You know, mine doesn't work. What's wrong with this?
Oh, show off. We're trying to drive our listening audience nuts here.
Well, I can't even get mine to work. But anyway, this is what these guys are doing. What's yours, Buzz?
Mine's phone silent right now.
Yeah, so is mine. Yeah. But not Rob, not Mike.
No.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Well, listen, so what happened when you were on the when you were on the train today where they got the thing where you can't use your cell phone?
I had a little confrontation on the Metro liner. There was a lady there. I don't begrudge a woman using a cell phone, but there are people that get on the phone and they say things along the lines of, "Hi, how you doing? Okay, great. Okay, well, I'll be up there pretty soon." Which is that's the level you want to speak on a cell phone. Then you have lay bitch. Lay bitch, let me tell you right now, lay bitch was the loudest single person I have ever heard on any train travel I have ever had. This lady gets on and goes, "Hi, Doug? Yeah, okay." And you know what you always get with the loud talkers? The bio.
Right.
"I'm on the train just leaving Baltimore. Did you get the papers that we were supposed to send you?"
So
great.
What's the fight
okay,
you had?
Okay, the fight was eye contact first. And then finally, when I put on my headphones and I'm watching that little DVD thing, you get it working, Buzz?
No, not yet.
And then when I finally got it working, my little DVD player, I said to the lady, I said, "Excuse me, could you please be quiet?" And I've never done that before in my life. And she said, you know, that's where the person either goes, "F you," or says, "I'm sorry." And fortunately, I got an "I'm sorry" from her, where she said, "Oh, sorry," because it was just screaming the whole time.
Well, hold on. Now I'm totally distracted.
I'm really, really glad that I told my story so everybody could
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. It's your fault. You're doing this before the show. Buzz, what do you have to go to on your phone to find the ring?
There's a section called Sounds.
God damn it. Hold on. Sounds. Phone book, messages, system department, general setup. Right. Sounds. Sounds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds. Silent mode. Mm-hmm. Message tone. Key sound. Key volume, ear volume.
Ring sound.
Ring sound. Ring type, ring pitch, ring volume, alert. I don't have
I will have you know, the next time you start telling a story, I'm keeping this phone out.
I don't have...
We're sorry, Mike.
I don't...
Don't worry, Buzz.
Ring type. Maybe
I'll get payback.
Ring type.
I want you to listen to the sounds that you hear during your news.
Okay. All it says is selection stored.
Yeah, that's what I get, too. That's why I haven't been able to play.
Mine's a screwer. Mine doesn't work. Mine's an effer. But Mike is able to play with his, and so is Rob.
Of course.
Sorry, what were you saying, Mike?
I have no idea.
Come on, you were telling a story, right?
The bottom line was she said she was sorry.
I heard your story. Hello, Don and Mike.
You get such joy out of me being interrupted. Nothing. That's one of the things that brings you true joy on this show. You get a gleam
sometimes
in your eyes. Nothing gives you greater pleasure.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hold on. Where's my telephones here? What am I doing? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a little ringtone here for Rob.
All right, hold on. Everybody pipe down. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh, Dixie.
Great.
Right, I got you.
That's good.
That's for Real Bay. Diddle-oo, diddle-oo, diddle-oo. Okay. Oh, God damn, that's annoying. That's annoying to hear on the radio. It's annoying to hear in person. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
And it's so annoying. I wish I could get my phone to do it, but I can't.
I can get my phone to do it, but you guys got to stop it. You're driving nuts.
What, with the cell phone stuff? Hey, Charlie.
The damn road.
Charlie, come here and see if you can figure out how to make my phone make these sounds.
I'm trying to make a sound. Use a hammer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Wow. Wow, listen to that.
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Wow. That's a snap, crackle, and pop line we got right there.
Sure is.
What the hell is that? Hello?
Do you know what it is? Now I understand why nobody was listening to me when I was talking. This you get completely preoccupied. Yeah. But we are in love with technology in this country.
We get mesmerized by it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, could I be mistaken, or were one of those songs that Mike was playing, Tuna Tuna Fish, Tuna Tuna Fish?
Was that the Tuna Tuna Fish?
Yeah, it was one of those.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Huh? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What are you guys doing?
We're playing our cell phones.
Can you knock that off, man? My dog's going crazy.
All right, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike. Buzz,
yes,
Rob.
Hi.
Hey, what kind of phone do you guys have?
Hold on. Charlie just got it for me. Push
kind of phones? Don and I have Ericsson's.
Ericsson's?
What do you have, Rob?
I have a Nokia.
A Nokia? Rob has a Nokia.
How do I get it to go
Mike,
down?
Mike, what do you have?
I've got a Verizon. Like,
Verizon.
Okay.
Verizon?
And then to play.
Verizon.
Oh, there's music.
Man, I don't know what the brand name is. I think it's Oracle.
Oh. Stop, everybody. I found my songs.
Yay.
I'll tell you what it is.
What?
What brand it is. Don't break it. Rock and roll.
I found my songs.
Nokia.
No, is it? You sure?
Qualcomm.
I have a Qualcomm.
Qualcomm.
That's what I have also. The Qualcomm ones are like the worst one for sounds, and the Nokias are the best because you can actually go on the internet and pick up songs from the internet.
Okay. All right. Let's just play our songs.
Can we all play them at the same time, please?
Sure.
Robbie, get yours out.
Okay.